I'm Susanna Bransgrove, and this is Relativity, a new podcast sharing the lives of women in family businesses. Each of our guests' stories reflect the challenges and joys of navigating relationships with family members and participation in the family business. Join us as we dive below the surface into the real lives of women in family businesses. Welcome to Relativity, the podcast for women in family business. Of course, I am Susanna Bransgrove, your host, and I'm excited today to welcome you to Season 1, Episode 7. Unfortunately, the last episode in this series, but keep your eyes peeled for the next series coming up. Today, we've got Betsy Otecho Jimenez joining us to share her story and her family's story. And as you can hear from how I pronounced her name, she clearly is an Australian originally. So I look forward to hearing a whole lot more about her background and how she found herself here, probably a bit further away from the family business than originally planned. Betsy at the moment spends most of her time in solar energy and innovation, but her family business has an education, teaching, school background. So I look forward to hearing all about this. Welcome, Betsy. So wonderful to have you on the show with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So give us a bit of background about yourself and your family, your origin. Share a bit of your story.
Yeah, well, I'm from Peru. My family also is from Peru. And I did almost all my studies back in Peru and my professional experience also there. And then I won a scholarship, a high-performance Peruvian scholarship to come to study at the University of Queensland, a master. And that's why I'm here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. But then tell us a bit about, of course, your family business and how it got started.
Yeah. So in 1968, my grandmother was an elementary teacher and she was struggling between her job and taking care of the family. But this time, my grandparents had already 7 children. So my grandfather had a big property not far away from his house and he started to start there a small school. My grandmother became a teacher, the principal. She was in charge of running the whole business. When my mom was 16 years old, she started to work as a teacher assistant in the family business. And by 1990, my grandmother left the principal and management position to my mother and her siblings. I was raised in this family business. And like any family business, I used to work when I was a child there. So I started there when I was 10 years old. And I was performing as a secretary, handing out flyers, being a teacher assistant during summer to the small kids, and almost everything that they needed, and I was allowed to do it, I will be there.
Now, you said she had 7 children already in 1968. How many are in your mother's generation?
All up? So, yeah, there are 9. So nine. I have, yeah. There are 9 siblings, yeah. So in that time, they have big families.
Now, of course, when you mentioned before that you were working in the business, we do hear quite often about child labor. A lot of our guests do share that they have been going through that journey. But tell me, what is one thing that you love particularly about being a family business and your family business and why that's the case?
I think I love innovation. When you're in a family business, everybody's motivated to find new innovative things to do it. You know, it's just like you're always looking around and seeing like, oh, we could do that in the school or we can do this. Look what other people is doing, because you actually take this company as part of your own family and you want it to grow. So all this innovation feeling and attitude is what I love most about a family business. It gets into every single person within the family.
That's quite true. Exciting. Thank you for sharing that. I'm guessing with innovation and running schools, of course, that's an interesting concept. So how do you feel your family mostly innovated in that space?
Yeah, so in 1990s, my grandmother left the school, right? So she handed the school to my uncles, auntie, and Sammy mom. They didn't know how to run it, because she was always in charge of the business. They were teachers and they studied to be teachers, my aunties and uncles, but no one can actually knew how to handle a school. So they really need to learn from different experience. Like they have to go to conference and talk to people in the industry and ask for advice. Why are you doing? And why you're doing this? And what do you think we should do? You know, it's just like all these things, because they have to start out of scratch, as my grandmother did. And I think that not knowing, I mean, they knew some things, but not like running a school per se. And I think that all this unknowing thing was a motivation for them to get more knowledge and try to do better. And in fact, they did. So my grandparents, they had one school when they left. And now with my uncles and aunties, they have 5 schools. So they did something well, I guess.
They clearly did. Now, tell me though, what is something that you found challenging while working in your family business? What are some of those more difficult to navigate things?
The challenging part is that every child feels entitled to lead the company, and everybody has the best idea, you know, the best strategy. They know, everybody wants to, or thinks they know the best. And that is an issue, because when you want to run a company and you're not children, right? You need to communicate. And when everybody thinks that their idea is the best, that's when the struggles begin. And that's when the family and business get involved and you don't know how to, you know, just like get the business, all the business issues in the business and the family issues in the family. Now everybody, if everything gets, I don't know, mixed. And I think those are one of the challenges in my perspective, but in my family business.
Yeah, we quite often talk about this issue that at the family dinner table, of course, all the business issues are being addressed and that the family issues do bleed into what's happening in the business. But so from your perspective, how do you deal with this kind of challenge, or how do you overcome it? Have you found a way through that?
Yeah, well, I think that my grandfather had a lot to do with solving this problem. So he had decided to divide the children between the 5 schools, the 5 companies. So in this way, the decisions that you have to do, it was not going to be with the 9 children. It was going to be just with 2. So they're pairs now. So the decisions are taken by 2 people instead of 9 children right now. And this has helped to reduce the communication conflict that existed before. And now it's like everybody's, I don't know, respecting, like, because they're brothers and sisters. So right now they're able to go to family meetings without fighting or without talking about schools, because it's just 2 people running 1 school. And I think it's easier than before the 9 children were running everything.
You know, that's really fascinating. First of all, of course, there would have to be 1 child who's the golden child who gets to run a school by themselves. So it doesn't have to partner up because they're 9. And also, I'm really curious, how did the pairing take place? How did the decision happen? Who should be running a school together? And do you know what the criteria were to match them? Was it just a self-selection process? Or is it like when you at school, when you pick for your team and you got to pick first and you pick your favorites?
I think it was personality. You know, it's like my grandfather, he wanted to save the family. He loved her children and he wanted to make it work. So what he did is he knew the 9. So he was like, she can work with her and he can work with him because they're already mates. They have a lot of thinking or similarities and things like that. So I think that he did it because of the personality. And yeah, and he tried sometimes like match 2 people together and it didn't work. So he changed it. So he was like, okay, this is not working. I'm going to change you. Okay, let's switch. So until they found the right one.
Okay. Now tell me, 9 children in your mother's generation, how many are in your generation? So how many cousins
are there? Oh my gosh, we are so many. Right now we are almost 30.
Wow. So how many more schools do you have to build, or are you just going to end up with teams of 6?
Well, this is the big question right now, because so my mom is the second one, the second child. So her children are already grown ups, right? I'm a grown up person, but I do have a cousins that are like 5-6 years old. So this is kind of challenging, because now they're starting to know that they're not going to last forever there. So they need to have the third generation. But most of us, we have done our own path. So we have a lot of doctors there. We have a lot of lawyers and people that is actually not related to the company. I think the only cousin, well, the only grandchild that is more or less related to, it's me. I study education and business. So, but I'm an adult and I have these two bachelors, but the rest is just going somewhere else, a different path. And so I don't know, this is really challenging. I was talking to my mom and she was like, yeah, we don't know what we're going to do and who wants actually to run the company and how we're going to do that. So yeah, it's really challenging and we still figure out.
Now, of course, you have told me a little bit earlier when we had a chat that it has been, you know, we're talking about challenges before. Also, this issue of being heard as a third generation. Can you talk a bit about what makes it difficult for you to also have a voice or find your path in your family business?
Yeah, it is really difficult because you're a child, you know, for your uncles and aunties, you're a baby. So it doesn't matter how much knowledge you have or how many degrees or how many experience you have, you will always be a baby. And I think that's the first obstacle. The second obstacle is they have done this for a long time, over 50 years old. They have this company and they have done exactly the same thing. It's really hard for them to change because there is a lot of uncertainty. There is a lot of an unknown and they don't feel secure or safe there. So that's why even when they say like you're a child, they always want new ideas. But when it's too new, because we come from different generations, you know, it's just like they didn't have internet before and now we do. They didn't know about globalization and now we have globalization. And so there are a lot of things that there's a lot of uncertainty and it's really hard for them just to trust and to do things in a different way.
Have you got any ideas how you might overcome this kind of challenge in the future? Have you thought about that?
Yes, I did. I mean, just like, I think we need someone from outside the family, like an advisor or like a consultant, in order to talk to everyone and tell the whole perspective of the business. This is how we're going to do it, and this is the plan. Because these people that have been working in the company, so they do know and they have aspirations. They want the company to grow. But the thing is like they don't know how to communicate to each other or probably they don't trust each other. There are a lot of family issues there. And I think that it could only be solved, probably my family, if we have someone from outside helping us, like helping us in this process of changing, in this process of getting things ready for the third generation and what is going to happen with the company. So yeah, in my experience, I think that will be a good idea. And I think they're ready right now to have this conversation because before they were like, I'm too young, I can do it by myself. But now they're not getting younger. So I think they're ready right now for that.
That's interesting. And I guess it sort of leads into this concept of course, there are family relationships and working relationships. So from your perspective, and you have worked in the business and you do have conversations with your family, how do you manage the input you would like to have or the ideas that you have, which is the working relationship, but also keeping harmony with your family relationships so you're not upsetting and I guess you're not rocking the boat too much at this point in time. How do you manage that?
Well, I think that I had to read a lot of books about communication, how to communicate with others. And because the message that you have, that you want to give, it has to be received by the other person. So you have to talk for the other person. And I've been talking with my aunties and my uncles individually, you know, just trying to understand what are they challenges or their struggles or what are they afraid of in order to talk in a way they can understand me and then see me as a threat. Because what I know is that they do want the best for the family. They do want the best for the company. But sometimes it's just different perspectives. Sometimes we struggle to really communicate because we just like, oh, you don't get me and things like that. Everything is a little bit dramatic, I think, in family. But if you just, for me, it has worked to read a lot of communications, try my best in order to be able to speak to them in a very respectful and honest way so they can listen to me. So that's why I think that right now it would be a good time to get this advisor or consultant, because they know it's like, you know, I've been working here and this is what they've been doing. And so they know I've been all these years since I left the university, I've been talking to them very little, step by step, in order for them to be ready to trust in this next step, because it's for the best of the company. And they do, I generally believe that they do want the best for the family and the company.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. If you got to look back and in particular the time you've been working with your family when you were back home, what is one lesson that you might be able to share about that you've learned about yourself or about family? I guess family dynamics you've already shared, but so probably more so about yourself that has really come to the forefront because you work with your family.
Yeah, I feel like don't judge. I think that's something that I did before a lot. So I was finishing my bachelor, I was finishing education, so I knew I had some ideas on how to run it. And sometimes I even find people that could actually help us. But I always find a no, you know, it's like, no, we don't do things like that. No, who's that person? We don't know him or we don't know her. I was very prompt to judge. But then I realized that it's not that they want to hurt me or they don't want to listen to me. It's like they really are afraid. They really want to keep the company working for us, you know, for the third generation. And there are a lot of things that they actually don't understand. And sometimes if you get into the idea and just speak out without thinking a little bit about the other person and say, okay, this is struggling for that person because this is new. How can I make this easier for that person to receive this information? So for me, understanding that I was judging, it was life-changing, because then the way I talked to them was different. The way I start saying things, the way I approach things was different. And one more time, like I said, believing that they do want the best for the family, it also was life-changing. Sometimes you doubt about that. It's just like, oh, no, it's just like, they don't care, you know? You have this thinking like, oh, they don't care what's going to happen with the company or with us. But they do. It's just they're different. They have lived in a different generation, in a different situation. They have different experience. And I have to be respectful of that.
That is amazing, Betsy. That's such a mature approach. I wish there would be more family members who would recognize that judging their fellow or the other family members is probably not what's going to take the family forward. So thank you so much for outlining that in so much detail. That's been really helpful. Looking at your family in business, you know, what do you think would be one of those awesome achievements that you just would love to share with us that you've had or your family business has had?
Oh, yeah. So like I said before, I used to work for them in summer, and I used to do all the marketing, but the marketing was doing flyers and yeah, it's like everything with paper. And I was like, come on, uncles, aunties, we are in a different generation. We have to use social media. And they were like, no, we don't know that. We have always done this. We aren't going to do the papers and the flyers and we're going to just send it to everyone. And I was like, no, you can do the same thing, but using Facebook ads, using, you know, just like something more new and modern. And it was really hard for them to make that change, but then they accept. And I was in charge of that project. And I was so excited. I was so excited because they have the homepage and they have the social media. And now they do actually have it. They make videos in the social media. They use a lot of their Facebook in order to get a lot of leads. And yeah, even parties on Facebook, because sometimes we need to have like art or something like that. I don't know how to say it. Sorry, the Spanish is coming. But it's just like they have like an art program. And because of COVID, it's really hard to get the students and the parents to see it. So they use YouTube and they use Facebook. This is really a huge change for them. And I'm really very proud of them to do this.
Well, congratulations. That is quite amazing. Well done. Now tell me, would you happen to have a funny story that you can share about working with your family?
Yes, I do. It's kind of embarrassing. So I was 15 years old and I went to a conference on behalf of the family business. So I was dressed up like a grown-up girl. And I usually went with my mom or auntie, but in this day, I went alone. So a guy, a teacher, started talking to me and he was very kind. And he was trying to, you know, like, to know me. And I was like, hey, I'm 15 years old. And he got shocked. He really didn't know. Yeah, he really didn't expect that. So it was really, really funny because I was a girl. I didn't even realize that he was, you know, kind of flirting with me. And I understand him because usually a 15 years old girl doesn't go to a conference. But just because I was in the family business and I was working with them and they wanted me to help them with something, I went with them. But I don't know why I just finished in Avalon. But it was really, really funny. And that was one of the funny stories that I have working for them.
A slightly interesting side effect of obviously appearing much older than you are because you are part of the family business. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. We are almost at the end of our podcast, unfortunately, Betsy, but there's one more question I do have for you, and that is whether you happen to have one piece of advice that you would give to those who might either be thinking about starting a family business, joining their family business, or those who are already working in their family business. Is there one piece?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I think it's always important to remember that everyone in the family, deep inside, wants the best for the company and for the family. So the challenge here is to find a way to communicate. And I think that it's very useful to get help from experts to build these honest and safe communications that we need. Yeah, that would be my advice. It's communication.
Wise words, Betsy. Thank you so, so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure listening to your story and to your insights and your wisdom that you've been bringing to the show today. So thank you, Betsy.
Now, thank you for inviting me, Suzanne.
And to all of our listeners, please, if you've been doing this episode, either check some of our other ones out, share it with your network, and we really appreciate your listenership. Bye. Thanks for listening. I'm Susanna Bransgrove, and this is Relativity, a new podcast sharing the lives of women and family businesses. This podcast is brought to you by Women and Family Business, Bris Podcast Hub, and PodWizard.